It used to be if police wanted to arrest someone for possessing marijuana, they could do a simple test right there on the spot that could tell them, yes, this is pot. But under the new law, a substance is only marijuana if it contains more than 0.3% of the psychoactive ingredient THC. Now, if a prosecutor wants to move ahead with a case, they have to send a sample to one of the state's crime labs to be analyzed by a $100,000 piece of equipment. George Johnston is a manager at one of the labs, a place that is already very busy.
We always run backlogs. Our drug backlogs right now, our CONSUBS, controlled substances backlog, is running somewhere between 20 and 30 days for most of the labs. They're getting a few more cases each month than we can complete.
Well, the number of prosecuted marijuana cases could go down because it's now legal for people 21 and over to possess an ounce. A lot of things are still illegal. It's still against the law to grow it, to sell it outside of a medical marijuana establishment, and to have anything over 1 ounce. And the drug is completely off limits to anyone under 21. If prosecutors decide to move forward with cases involving marijuana, they will be looking at least a 3-month wait for the crime lab to come back with its THC results. A committee is trying to figure out a solution to the potential backlog. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.